Let us then turn in our bulletins to the insert to read together our confession of faith, looking this morning at Article 21 of the Belgic Confession of Faith, the satisfaction of Christ, our only high priest, for us. So let us read together our confession of faith from Article 21 of the Belgic Confession. We believe that Jesus Christ is ordained with an oath to be an everlasting high priest after the order of Melchizedek, and that he has presented himself in our behalf before the Father to appease his wrath by his full satisfaction by offering himself on the tree of the cross and pouring out his precious blood to purge away our sins, as the prophets had foretold. For it is written, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and numbered with the transgressors, and condemned by Pontius Pilate as a malefactor, though he had first declared him innocent. Therefore he restored that which he took not away, and suffered the righteous for the unrighteous, as well in his body as in his soul, feeling the terrible punishment which our sins had merited, insomuch that his sweat became, as it were, great drops of blood falling down upon the ground. He called out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, and has suffered all this for the remission of our sins? Wherefore we justly say with the Apostle Paul that we know nothing save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We count all things but loss and refuse for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord, in whose wounds we find all manner of consolation. Neither is it necessary to seek or invent any other means of being reconciled to God than this only sacrifice, once offered, by which he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. This is also the reason why he was called by the angel of God Jesus, that is to say, Savior, because he would save his people from their sins. And so, brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, we are reminded that Jesus is the high priest, not after the order of Aaron, but after the order of Melchizedek. We read about him prophesied for us in the Psalms, but we read about him writ large in Hebrews chapter 7, as he says, beginning at verse 11, therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek, and not be called according to the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed of necessity, there is also a change of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, from which no man has officiated at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident if, in the likeness of Melchizedek, there arises another priest who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. For he testifies, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. For on the one hand, there is an annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness, for the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God. And inasmuch he was not made a priest without an oath, for they have become priests without an oath, but he with an oath, by him who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not relent, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. By so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant. And so notice, just as we ran past that, the law made no one perfect. We have to understand that. There are those who divide the Old Testament from the New and say they had to be obedient perfectly in the law to be saved. No. In fact, we are told in Romans chapter 4 that the prototype for our faith is the faith of Abraham. And we see that in that while he was still uncircumcised, he had the promise of life. And that he, through faith, received those promises. And we have to understand that this points us forward to the priest after the order of Melchizedek. That this was not according to the Old Testament Aaronic priesthood, that there came this great high priest. He is the final high priest. He has presented himself in our behalf before the Father to appease his wrath by his full satisfaction. That Jesus has presented his offering, presented himself to the Father, having offered himself for an absolute, for a full satisfaction for our sins. That he is a priest forever. Hebrews chapter 7 continues there in verse 23. Also, there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. That he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. That it is not just a partial salvation, it is the full and perfect salvation. He continues forever as our high priest and always lives to make intercession for us as his people. And we're reminded of that fact by offering himself on the tree of the cross, pouring out his precious blood to purge away our sins, as the prophets had foretold, for it was written. And we are reminded of the prophecy of the coming of the Savior from Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter and numbered with the transgressors and condemned by Pontius Pilate as a malefactor. Matthew 27, 24, when Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. Pilate condemned our Savior, having judged him innocent. And that was an important part of Christ's satisfaction. He was judged innocent, and yet he was sent to the cross because it was not for his sins. Notice what we see quoted there as well, that he, therefore, he restored that which he took not away. That Jesus was required to restore, to pay the penalty for that which he had not done, the sin. He suffered the righteous for the unrighteous. He suffered for us, as well in his body as in his soul, feeling the terrible punishment for which our sins had merited, so much that his sweat became, as it were, great drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And he cries out from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He suffered all of this for the remission of our sins. Wherefore, we justly say with the Apostle Paul that we know nothing save Jesus Christ and him crucified. What are we as the church? We are to wave the banner of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And we are to count all things but loss and refuse refuse for the excellency and of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord. In our adult Sunday school, we were talking about the fact that we are in everything that we say and do, to do it all in the name of Jesus, to live and to show Christ in everything that we say and do and think. Again, this has that same idea. We are to count all things but loss and refuse, trash, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord, for the wonder of knowing who Jesus is. We so easily get into this idea, well, Jesus is just kind of an accessory in our lives. No, Jesus is the center of who we are as Christians. Everything else is accessories. And we are called to do to His glory. We are to realize that everything else is loss and trash in comparison to just knowing who He is, in whose wounds we find all manner of consolation, our comfort. And we were talking again about the call of God, the choice of God, the election of God of people in adult Sunday school as well. And our consolation is in Him, all manner of consolation, not in how good we are. Certainly we're called to live, and as the Catechism says, that the best believers begin to live not only according to some, but according to all of God's commandments. But our consolation, our comfort is in Christ's wounds. He paid the penalty for my sins, my failures. And I always want to remind us, not just our failures, but even our best works. We don't say, look how good I am. We say, even the best works require God's forgiveness, for we fail and fall far short in those. Neither is it necessary to seek or invent any other means of being reconciled to God than this only sacrifice once offered, that Christ by one offering has paid the penalty. That we are to understand that, Hebrews 10:14, for by one offering He has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. There's nothing more we can, there's nothing more that we need add to His perfect sacrifice. This is also the reason He was called by the angel of God, Jesus, that is to say, Savior, because He would save His people from their sins. Note there, Savior, He would save His people. There's a whole pile of theology in those few words. Those who are His people are saved, not other people. Notice as well, He would save His people from their sins. That we are saved through Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. And as well, note that it is not a question whether He would save His people. If you get into Arminian theology, you have to understand, well, actually, Jesus' sacrifice doesn't save anybody until I choose Him. Of course, we know that's not biblical, but that's what they get into. You have to understand that when you look at their theology. And the Bible is very clear that Jesus' sacrifice did save. And He saved those whom He had chosen before the foundation of the world, those whom He had elected. We have to understand that. And so Christ's satisfaction is perfect. He is our only high priest after the order of Melchizedek, and we receive the salvation which He has purchased that is alien to us. His righteousness is not ours. It is His righteousness, but it is imputed to us, and we receive the benefit of it. Amen.